Good morning. Do you like angel stories? I just love angel stories. And let's not have a tug of war here. I think if you've got in charge of your hands, you can hold them together. I think that would work. Okay, you just be good brothers. Well, let's get on with the angel story. It'd be nice if we were all like angels, wouldn't it be? Sometimes we have angels around us and we don't see them. And this is a story about a man who was a farmer, and he lived in the state of Missouri. Anyway, it happened a few years ago when there weren't automobiles and when there weren't big engines that harvested your crops. The farmers had to get out with a scythe, they called it. It had a long handle and a big sharp blade, and the farmer was strong, or he wasn't a farmer. And he'd go through his field of ripe grain, cutting the grain, and then he'd have to pick it up, but it was a job. Well, Halvor Hovland was his name, and I just like to say that name, Halvor Hovland. Isn't that a good name? Had a neighbor by the name of Mr. Fogelman, and Mr. Fogelman was a good farmer, and so was Halvor. And they raised lots of grain. And one day, Mr. Fogelman looked out his window, and it was Friday afternoon. And in the distance, he saw dark clouds coming on the horizon. Well, Mr. Fogelman knew that he didn't have all of his wheat harvested, and he knew that Halvor didn't have all of his wheat harvested, and that they were all going to have to work on the next day, which was Saturday. And Halvor didn't go worship on Sunday like everybody else in the community. The next day was his Sabbath. But Mr. Fogelman knew that if Halvor had any sense, he'd be out there harvesting all day Saturday, because otherwise he'd lose that field, because it for sure was going to rain. So Mr. Fogelman, late in the afternoon, he got his cane and walked over, knocked on Mr. Fogelman went to Halvor's house and knocked on his door and said, "Halvor, I know about you and the Sabbath, but you better get out and harvest that field tomorrow or you're going to lose it." And Halvor said, "You know what? The Bible tells us in the fourth commandment," what's the Bible tell us in the fourth commandment? "It to keep the Sabbath right, to keep the Sabbath day holy." And what do we not do on the Sabbath? We don't work. We might make our bed, do that kind of stuff, but we don't do big work. Well, that's good. And you know, Halvor said, "Fogelman, I'm just going to trust the Lord to take care of that field." And Mr. Fogelman, they were good friends, but Fogelman was impatient. And he said, "Halvor, you're crazy." And Halvor just smiled, and Mr. Fogelman just went home. And the next day, guess what happened? Didn't rain. The wind didn't blow real hard. There were still some clouds in the horizon, and Halvor just thanked the Lord for taking care of his crop. And then the next day, Sunday morning, bright and early, Halvor was out there with his scythe, and he was reaping that field. That was a big field. He didn't usually get that field done. It'd take him a couple days usually. And so he was out there just taking that scythe and cutting that grain and working all day long. It was kind of warm, but he kept working. And you know what? When he went into the kitchen in the evening, he said to his wife, "I got that whole field harvested, and I can't believe it. I just can't believe it." Well, early Monday morning, Mr. Fogelman, who had watched what was happening, he saw his friend out there working all day Sunday. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. So he said, "I'm going to talk to Halvor." So he went over to Halvor on Monday morning. He says, "Halvor, I see you got your field all harvested. I want to know who that was helping you. And Halvor said, nobody was helping me. I did it all myself. And Mr. Fogelman said, now, Halvor, we've been neighbors for years, and you have never, ever lied to me. You're a good Christian. Now tell me, who was that out there helping you? And Halvor said, nobody, friend, nobody. And Mr. Fogelman said, Halvor, I saw them with my own eyes. They were standing kind of right behind you, and every time you cut a swath, they cut a swath. And when you sat down, they sat down. And when you wiped your scythe clean again, they wiped theirs. Now, who was it? I know that it wasn't anybody that lives around here, because nobody who lives around here is going to work on Sunday, excuse me. And so Halvor then just smiled a big, big smile. And he said, Mr. Fogelman, it had to be an angel. Mr. Fogelman was so frustrated, he just turned around and walked home. But he had learned something. And you know, Halvor Hovland told that story to his children, and they to their grandchildren, even to this day. And it was a time when angels helped him, helped us too. We all have stories when we get to heaven that we're going to learn about when the angels came and helped us in a variety of ways. Now, can you children bow your heads? And then after we have a little prayer, can you walk back like little angels? Let's have a little prayer. Dear Jesus, we do thank you on this Sabbath day for this beautiful day that we can rest and worship. And we ask that you would keep your guardian angels close to us. We need their help. And we thank you so much for them. Dear Jesus, in your name, amen.